Unit 13. Exercise 7. Listen to an interview with a psychologist about why people like frightening stories and the effect such stories can have on people. What does the psychologist say? Take notes to complete the sentences.
Dr. Smith, as a psychologist, why would you say people love frightening stories?
Well, there are various answers. One is that frightening stories can be entertaining. We love telling stories, and if you have a story to tell that is somehow frightening, then other people are usually very interested in it. Now, most of these stories have a happy ending, so the listener feels some of the fear that the storyteller felt in the situation, but in the end, the listener is happy because the story ends positively. Often there is also comic relief. We can laugh about how the story ends.
Can frightening stories harm people?
I don't really think so, as long as the person who reads or listens to the story is a healthy adult person. When you and I watch a horror film, for example, we know it's a film, even when we watch the most horrible scenes. You might be scared during some of the scenes, or even have a bad dream afterwards, but that's it. You know it was a story, and you watched it for entertainment, nothing more.
How about young children? Could frightening stories have a negative effect on their development?
Well, many fairy tales are frightening. They are full of evil people and witches and ghosts. But these fairy tales are important for children. They teach them that the world is about good and evil, and that the evil is part of our lives. A child who listens to such stories also learns how to deal with his own fears. Horror films are a different story. Some of them are certainly dangerous for very young children. We believe that children should...